Steve Batten is on the air. Where else would you want him to be? On Freedom 1110 WKQA.
All right, you're listening to the Friday-Monday show. If you're listening on Friday, we are live and local. If you are listening on Monday, Labor Day, happy Labor Day to you, and we're just local. Don't try to call us. Christian Posch is on the phone with me. Christian, I found out about him through an article in Richmond that talked about shared parenting, and it caught my eye. Here are a couple of lines from the article. As of the month of August, which was declared Child Support Enforcement Month by President Ronald Reagan back in 83, winds down, I encourage the citizens of Virginia to honor the governor's recent proclamation well beyond the close of this month by supporting initiatives that work in children's best interest after divorce or separation. A couple of facts here, real quick. In Virginia, $3.1 billion was still owed by non-custodial parents in the fiscal year that ended June 30th of 2013. According to DCSE, the Division of Child Support Enforcement, of that they collected just $657 million. Now, Christian says there is a better way. He says there's a way to implement shared child custody in our state and improve child support collection processes at the same time. National Parents Organization, and also on a board with the state, which we'll talk about here in just a moment. It's a review panel. Here's Christian Posch. Christian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. I appreciate it. Now, you are on the Virginia Child Support Guidelines Review Panel. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, what does the review panel do? What's their purpose? And, you know, give me just kind of the overview of that, first of all.
Sure. Well, to be candid, I'm a newly appointed member.
So sure.
My first meeting will actually be next week.
Got it.
So I've been able to take a look at the minutes from previous meetings. But in summary, this panel is chartered by the governor of Virginia to review its state child support guidelines on a regular and recurring basis to make sure they're kept current with everything from inflation to current psychological research to the changing dynamics of the American and or specifically the Virginian family.
Got it. Now, you say you're new to that panel, but you are not new to the National Parents Organization, are you?
No, I'm not.
So tell me about the National Parent Organization and your involvement with that group.
Sure. Well, the National Parents Organization, or the NPO, was founded in 1998 and has been around since then. There are various state affiliates or state chapters all around the country because each state does have different child custody and or child support guidelines and or laws in place. So just over a year ago, I looked at their website. I came across their organization. Noticed they did not have a Virginia chapter, and I founded their Virginia chapter, and we've been growing ever since then. What really drew me to the NPO is this space, this child custody, child support space,
right,
is filled with organizations of just men's groups or women's groups and what have you. And understandably so, those groups are frustrated and in some cases angry. But in most cases, if not all cases, they're not productive. Because they're so frustrated, and the NPO took a step back and said, "Let's take these men and women that are passionate about their children, and bring them together." And they've done so successfully. We've done that in Virginia, and actually that piece of collaboration there is what ultimately afforded me an invitation to this child support panel.
Right.
And that kind of collaboration has been received very, very well.
Excellent. Now, when I first spoke with you, I told you I saw this TV show, and I can't remember the name of the thing to save my life. Andie MacDowell's in the thing. She plays a judge. And in this show, one of the cases, there are these parents, and they are battling back and forth. He works out of town, and I got to work at the library, and blah, blah, blah. And the long and short of it is that the judge decided that the kids got the house, and the parents had to come and go. On a basis that revolved around their work. And I thought, what a brilliant, brilliant decision. And I thought, if only we could make that happen in real life, because this is just a TV show. And that's not exactly, but kind of what you're talking about with the shared parenting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one possible solution or one possible path for that. You know, it really goes to the reality that each family dynamic is different. And at the end of the day, a child's parents know what is best for that child or for those children. I myself have friends that are divorced, and they have exactly the kind of arrangement you just talked about. They left the children in the marital home.
Wow.
They rented an apartment, you know, six blocks away or so, and the mother and father, the ex-spouses, take turns living in the house. Now, that works for them. There are, of course, a ton of other arrangements and situations out there, whether the ex-spouses live down the street or an hour from each other or across the country from each other. But the point with shared parenting is that we believe that, you know, when these parents were married, no one, including the courts, came in and said, well, this is how you should divide your time.
Right.
This is how you should parent your children. And in the vast majority of separations or divorces, that's still the case. We still have two competent, fit parents. And our position is that the courts should start at that point, start at 50-50, and then look at each case individually, certainly. You know, if logistically 50-50 is just not possible, that's okay. That makes sense. But at the very least, 30-70 should absolutely be possible. And that 30% number, if you will, is the magic number identified by psychologists as being the minimum amount of time that a parent can have with their child and still have a meaningful relationship with that child. And the 30-70 split is very, very possible, even if parents live on opposite ends of the country. You know, oftentimes we hear, well, there's this, well, there's that consideration. We want to still have judges be allowed to have some flexibility in there. And we understand that. But again, the point is to start at 50-50. And in we'll call them typical situations where, again, where both parents are competent and fit and there are no extenuating circumstances to consider,
right.
There's no reason we shouldn't start at 50-50.
Right. And to reiterate, what normally happens now, Christian, and you and I both know this, is typically one parent is awarded sole custody, and it's typically the mom for a variety of reasons. And what you're saying is let's change that and shift how we think about that and start with the idea of it being 50-50 and then go from there, given each individual situation with that family, and at least try to keep it 30-70 because, as you said, that's a magic number that someone's come up with, that's 30-70, right?
Correct. Correct. That number has been come up, has been developed by psychologists and experts in the field. And you're right. You know, the dynamic of establishing primary custodianship, and essentially what that means is that one parent is deemed the, I'll use the term winner, and the other parent is deemed the loser. And I use those words specifically because that's really what family courts, unfortunately, have driven us to.
Right.
There's a winner and a loser. And that does set up a confrontational dynamic that we believe is not good for children, and we now know is not good for children. In 2014, there were several studies, one by the American Psychological Association, another one by the Association of Family and Conciliation Courts. Again, these were both in 2014. You know, the American Psychological Association report was supported by 110 child development experts. The other one, from the Family and Conciliation Courts, was supported by 32 family law experts. Both those studies came out with a finding that shared parenting is in children's best interest. And it's important to emphasize here, we're not saying that in single-parent households, that those whether it's the mother or the father in those cases, we're not saying that those single parents are incompetent or that
sure.
they're bad parents.
Sure.
But the statistics are there. They're there, and according to the Centers for Disease Control, Department of Justice, and U.S. Census Bureau, children raised by single parents account for a whole host of challenges. 63% of teen suicides, 85% of those in prison, 90% of homeless and runaway children. So, again, we're not saying those single parents are incompetent, but we're saying we can do better by our children in a very simple, very logical, and quite frankly, natural way for children that they were used to when the couple was still married.
Right. And I've heard this throughout your conversation here. This is all about the children. That's who it's about. It's not about a mom and a dad who maybe don't like each other anymore. This is about what's best for the children. And a side benefit of this, I saw in the same article, and you can finish the sentence for me. If Virginia's courts were ordered shared parenting from the onset rather than the traditional sole custody arrangement, studies have found that child support compliance would reach what?
As high as 93%, 94%, and in some situations as high as 97%. But
holy
it's
cow.
Safe to say 93%.
As opposed to what we heard a little while ago, which was about a fourth of what is owed has been collected in that given year. Is that right?
That's in Virginia.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, obviously, you know, sure, we're talking about, you could compare the proportions, yes.
Yeah.
Certainly.
All right. Christian, if people want to know more about the NPO, how do they find out?
You can go to the website. It's all one word, National Parents with an S organization.org, O-R-G. My information is on there. If you're in Virginia, we certainly welcome new members. We're building relationships with Virginia delegates and senators, with the Department of Child Support Enforcement, et cetera. And again, I want to emphasize we're focused on productive dialogue and respectful dialogue. We've been able to make some great strides with that approach, and we certainly take that into account as we look at new members joining us.
Christian, thank you for doing what you're doing, and thank you for talking to me today on the show. I appreciate it, and happy Labor Day to you.
Thanks so much, Steve. You as well.
All right. Again, it's National Parents Organization. That's nationalparents.org. We'll put the website up on the Facebook page for you, so it's easy for you to get to.
Steve Batten.
It is the Friday / Monday show. If you're listening on Friday, we are live. If you're listening on Monday, you missed the show, so don't try to call in. Just sit back and enjoy.
Freedom 1110, WKQA.